Der Energy Star Talk. Eure Stars im Interview.
Hi, toll, dass ihr da seid und eingeschaltet habt. Ich bin Felina und ich habe heute einen wunderbaren Interviewgast. Selten ist jemand mit so einer Energie ins Studio reingekommen, wirklich wie ein Kamehameha aus Island, die Sängerin Ausdies. Kennt ihr vielleicht von ihrer Zusammenarbeit mit Glockenbach für Dirty Dancing oder auch mit Two Colors. Gravity hat sie einen Song gemacht. Jetzt mittlerweile bringt sie ihre eigenen Songs, auf eigenen Beinchen steht sie jetzt raus. Und wir müssen natürlich über die neue Single sprechen, da geht es ganz viel um Neid. Auf wen sie da neidisch ist zum Beispiel, das verrät sie uns. Was der größte Unterschied zwischen ihrer Heimat Island, Reykjavik und Berlin ist. Und vielleicht am Ende dieses Podcasts wollt ihr auch mit ihr nach Island fliegen und dann ab auf den Ponyhof. A very warm welcome to Ausdies. Hello.
What's up?
Great to have you here. And there's a special reason you are here. You have your first own single out now.
Yeah.
How do you feel?
It's unreal. I don't believe it. But it's happening. I feel very good.
Is there like a difference between the songs you had with like Glockenbach and Two Colors and Toby Romeo? Am I right?
Yeah.
When you hear this in the radio, you're like, okay, they are cool producers and they do their stuff and I sing with them. And now it's my own singer and you hear your own singer in the radio.
Okay, let me tell you a secret. I actually haven't heard it on the radio yet.
What?
I'm going to tell. Okay, so it came out on Friday. And I've been very sick for the last 5 days, so I've just been at home. And I have usually when I go out, I hear it on the Uber, but I haven't heard it yet. But it's always crazy to hear a song on the radio, even if it's with Toby Romeo.
because hosts of radio shows, we're like in the first one to two shows, if you hear yourself again, you're like, no, that's not me. It can't be real. Can you believe it's happening now?
No, like, I can't. It's the shortest answer. I can't really. And when it's on the radio, sometimes I feel like it's just me hearing it and it's not really clicking in that other people on other radios are also hearing it.
It's like it's your own device.
Yeah. I feel like I'm listening to a podcast or that I put it on myself. I don't really, it doesn't register that people are hearing it all over Germany. And that's crazy. That's crazy, man. Radio.
Is this like the first goal or do you want to have like more, like just not only radio, I want to rule the world with my music?
Oh my God. What crazy. No, radio is great. I love the people here. I would stay here forever. I definitely don't want to rule the world. I think I'd be a very chaotic leader. But yeah, I mean, I would just want to keep doing this and this. And hopefully it goes better and better and better and better. But I have no plans to rule the world yet.
Okay, but maybe.
Maybe we could use a little K. I'd be very nice.
Yeah, but like if you... Okay, I saw a video of Lizzo reading names at the Beyoncé concert. Like last night, or I don't know when it actually was, but there was like... Lauryn Hill and so many stars and Beyoncé. And then there was her name, Lizzo's name, and she cried.
Yeah.
Like, this is what I mean with, do you want to rule the world with your music? Like, standing next to those people?
I mean, that would be a dream, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, of course. I think I would cry like her. It's like, even when radio people, when they say my name correct, it brings a tear to my eye.
Oh, let's talk about it.
Yeah, you say it very good. You say Ausdies, and that's my name. And then people, I can really tell when people have put effort into saying it. And that also feels crazy. But I mean, if Beyoncé would ever say my name, I would cry.
Yeah.
I don't think I would come down off that cloud ever, ever. I would have a t-shirt made that said, Beyoncé said my name. I can't help you today. I'm out. I'm out for the week.
This is so cute. And yeah, let's talk about your name. You're from Iceland, right?
Yes.
And then I got an Icelandic horse.
Really?
Yeah. Her name is Laura.
Laura, the Icelandic horse.
Yeah. And she's also written with the A and the accent.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So this is why I knew you were Ausdies. But
because of Laura.
Because of Laura.
Wow. Yeah. Oh my God, how old is she? What does she look like?
She is 21 and she's the color of mud.
Color of mud.
Yeah.
That's the best color.
Yeah. So she's like brown, gray. mixed.
Yeah. I can't believe you have an Icelandic horse.
I love them. And I was one time in Iceland and I was so excited to see you because you are from the really prettiest island we have in this world.
For those of you who don't know, the Icelandic horse is very tiny and it has a lot of hair and it's really, really, really cute. Looking like standing next to other, you know those horses that look like they're made out of like Vaseline and shine and they're all like sleek and like short hair and super tall and look like the horse from Mulan. Like the Icelandic horse looks like a little teddy bear next to them.
Right.
So I think it's adorable that you have one.
Yeah. And so I love Iceland too. So
you have to come.
Yeah. I was one time there and I wanted to ask you, what's the biggest difference for you between, you're from Reykjavik, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Reykjavik and Berlin.
What's the biggest difference between Reykjavik and Berlin? Oh my God, where do I even start? I mean, okay, there's different, like Reykjavik is so quiet and quaint and small. There's definitely less people. There's less, for me personally, I can do more crazy things in Berlin. I can just like really be myself and you really won't run into anybody because you don't like, it's such a big city. I will, if I go out to the store and to like a walk around the park and whatever, I probably won't run into someone I know. In Iceland, you always, always, always run into someone you know. And it's like, that's probably the difference in the vibe. But I don't know, and that, like, I don't know, it's just tiny. It's like the Icelandic horse compared to the other horse. It's just tiny and adorable. All the houses are small, and like, I don't know. I'm going there today, actually, right after this interview.
Really?
Yeah, I'm flying there today. So if you want me to bring you something from there.
Yeah, everything. Actually, everything.
Maybe you should come with me. You can probably book a flight.
Maybe. So, I would like to come, but yeah.
Let me know if you go. I mean, there's so many things to see.
Okay.
I have it. I'm sorry. The biggest difference is like the nature. Like when you wake up in Iceland and you look out the window, you see a full mountain outside of your window. Like a big, beautiful mountain. And Berlin isn't a very like, it's a beautiful city, but it's not a very natural beautiful city. But you do have more trees.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah. You have no trees in Iceland, is this right?
Not really, no.
Yeah. Because, back to the horses, if you get a horse from Iceland, they come to Germany and they are always afraid of trees because they don't know them. This is the cutest part.
That's hilarious. Oh, baby horses. Yeah, we have no trees. It looks like the moon a little bit. It has very like wasteland vibes. It's very, you come in, there's like desolation. It kind of looks like...
But it's rough.
Rough, yeah. Baby.
Like... a little bit like your voice. I love your voice, actually.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't expect this to be your speaking voice.
Oh, yeah?
That's great, yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Love it very much, yeah. Let's talk about your new single. I love everything about Iceland.
we could talk forever.
The music.
Let's get to the music, baby.
Yeah, because the new single, Angel Eyes, is like a little bit about jealousy, right?
Yeah.
Is this a very private feeling you put in this song?
Yeah, for sure. It's about like, it's about all kinds of jealousy. It's about feeling like I can't be the only one that's like, I don't know. Okay, it's about feeling jealous about people that like, you said like my voice. Some people have like this very sweet angelic voice and just like a very sweet nature and not very, I'm very like, all the time. And sometimes I feel very jealous of like the cuties that can just be cute and I feel like they never do anything bad and I'm always doing bad stuff. And yeah, it was a very weird feeling I had on the day that we wrote the song. And I just felt like I can't be the only one doing these, like doing bad things. It must also be other people. People must have complicated emotions like me. And I felt like no one could ever love me for like what I was at that point.
Oh, no.
But I know, but it's so like, it was just, you know, so, like, I know, I love, like, I know I can't be loved. I'm very lovable. But at that moment I was like, if I'm truly myself, will someone love me? Or will they always go for that image of the perfect human instead of this flawed human, you know?
It's so interesting because just today, I saw a video on TikTok. I would love to say I read an article, but it was just on TikTok. And it was about maturing, like being at first someone who always thinks I don't fit in this society and I would like to be more cute or something. Mm-hmm. And then you evolve and learn that you can be yourself and be cool. And it's actually the process you described. It's funny sometimes. These coincidences are crazy.
Yeah, TikTok knows, man. TikTok knows. No, but that's very much how I feel. I understand in my head and in my heart that I'm a person deserving love. But then you can't, like, sometimes this feeling just comes creeping in that I'll never look like or sound like or be that perfect individual that I see. Like, I'll never be that, you know, that perfect little angel that is like, I always felt so bad because I feel very tall and very like brutish. And then my mom and my sister, they're both these like tiny, cute women that you can put in your pocket. And then I'm just huge. You know, I'm just like, I've always felt like a troll or something. And then I have this deep voice, you know? And I just always wanted someone to think I was adorable and like, oh, I could pick you up in a little spoon. But people are just scared of me. And they're and that's fine. People can be scared. And there's power in that too. And then they always said to me, yeah, they wish they were like me and huge and like, so everybody wants to be different. You always think that the grass is the greenest on the other side. And that, even though that emotion creeps in sometimes, it is about like I do say in the song, like, I'd rather choose independence and like find love for myself than constantly try to explain myself and to other people and try to find love with other people. And the truest love comes from yourself. Right? Am I right, people?
Totally right. And it's great. You did this song. So is it like writing a song is helping you through these emotions and then you can like put a check on it and it's okay?
Yeah, it's funny because it's like a... Because like writing the song at the time helps. And then also looking back and being like, wow, this is how I felt at this time. And that's also therapeutic. And it just gives you context on your life, which is very nice. Like it's always good to get the emotion out in some way. So I would say yes. Hell yes.
Okay, because when I talk to some artists, they always say it's like therapy for me. And you are saying actually the same thing, because music and thinking about your feelings, how can I put it into words, which is actually the most difficult thing about feelings, put it into words. And you do this just for fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I do also recommend going to straight up therapy just because sometimes you write a song and then like, okay, it's like most of it is about what I feel, but then something really rhymes really well. And I'm like, okay, that's not exactly like you always skew the image a little bit, you know, but like therapy is always going to be the most helpful. Go to therapy. It's beautiful. But write songs as well. Everything can be therapy, right? It's like I learned something really cool the other day. This changed. Okay, I learned it on TikTok.
No. We just read articles about it.
I read this really thick book from this professor.
Yeah.
I read it and I read it again. No, I saw this TikTok that was like, you don't have to actually love yourself. You just love being yourself, you know? So you're not the object of your... you're not the object of your love. You're the subject. So you're not like... You don't love your looks or your funness or your style, or you don't have to like look at yourself from the outside and love yourself. You just have to love being in this body and love being yourself.
Oh my God.
I know. And I was like, wow, that's such a freeing thing, because I don't have to always be my own biggest fan. I just have to realize that it's so good to be alive and it's so good to be, you know, just it's fun to be able to sing and dance and move and think and talk and meet people and see things, like just these things that we take for granted all the time. That's the thing you have to love.
Can you do a song about this?
Of course, girl.
I got you.
I just feel like it changed my life, man.
Great. This is, wow, change of perspectives. Great. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah. And I was at therapy like for a year. And this is, sometimes you get these sentences and everything makes sense.
Yeah.
And you're just like, wow, why didn't happened this to me, like,
yeah, but it's supposed to happen now.
Yeah,
it's supposed to happen now.
So you told us that you love to be in Berlin because you can do like crazy things out here. Yeah. Nobody would recognize you. But then you said like going into a shop or going down the street. Is this the craziest thing you did in Berlin?
It actually might be. You know, I'm not a, I've lived here 6 years. I've never been to Berghain, so I'm looking for someone to take me. I've done crazier things for sure, but I'm not really like, people always like, oh, Berlin, crazy. And I'm just like, my favorite things about the city is that you can go to the lake all the time and that like, there's everything is open all the time. And it's a very alive city. It's actually the most alive city ever. I've been to a lot of cities and everything closes at 11 everywhere. And in Berlin, you can always find something to do. You can always find people that are having fun somewhere. And it's just that's the freedom. You can always do anything at any point.
It's more the possibilities, right?
Yeah, the possibility to do crazy things. Yeah,
right, because I'm from Berlin. I was born here and I never been to Berghain. I never did something.
Should we go together?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it's okay, me it's and a you. Deal. Yeah. Okay. And I'm always like, yeah, I love this city. You can do so many crazy stuff. And in the end, I'm sitting at home on my couch and just watching the same TV series I'm always watching. And I think, yeah, but I could. So, I could go out.
I
and
have so many choices.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that is magic, man. But I'm the same. I'm like, wow, all the possibilities. I spend all day at home just Ubering things home and watching TV.
Yeah.
But we need that. That's time. That's downtime. But then we have one crazy night, you know? And we can go to these like Telegram groups and go to a fucking rave in Spandau. I'm sorry for the F-bomb. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
We can go to a rave in Spandau almost at any point. I heard there's just like raves going and it's about to be summer. This is like time to be alive.
There's an old I don't know for cars is this the Schlangenbader Tunnel? Yeah, it's in at Wilmersdorf, but you nailed it actually.
Yeah, danke schön. Meine Deutsch is super.
Wirklich?
Ja, natürlich. Natürlich, Alter.
It's actually a place where cars can go through. Like I don't know. It's from.
Say it again, please.
It's actually a place where cars can go.
No, the word, sorry.
Schlangenbader Tunnel. From the...
it's a tunnel.
Yeah, it's a tunnel.
Schlangenbader.
Yeah.
Ich muss mein Schlangenbader.
Next song. Just put out songs in this interview. Perfect. And there was a rave. And so you didn't know the word before, so I don't have to ask it, but I want to ask if you were there.
No, but I will seek out the Schlangenbader Tunnel.
Okay.
Und dann jetzt direkt aus. I can't do it anymore. There, I'll go there as soon as I hear of the next one.
Schlangenbader Tunnel. Awesome.
Dankeschön.
How many German do you speak right now? Is it you don't need to speak German in Berlin?
But it's good. This is the most German thing to go like,
funny.
And people go, wah, that's good. Like, it's like the, like my friend Vanessa, she does this all the time. Wah, wo geil. Nah.
When something is good, she's like, okay.
But then you go, nah, as well. Right?
Yeah.
Nah, alles gut, nah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I know some, but I call it Uberdeutsch, that what I talk. I can only speak I can only speak to Uber drivers.
Like, okay.
Ein bisschen weiter, danke schön. Ah, anschneiden, alles gut. Oh, dang. That's me.
There's another German word, maybe I can teach it to you, or you know it already.
Okay.
It's tja.
It's tja.
Only tja.
Tja. Tja.
And you say it if you just don't know, or tja. If something went bad, like... Yeah. I don't know. You have a glass of water and spill it over the table and it's tja.
Tja. Tja. Tja.
Or you're like tja and go out.
Tja.
You can always use it.
I think it's the Icelandic word jæja.
Okay.
I think so.
Jæja.
Jæja is like, well.
Right.
Is it?
Yeah.
Tja.
Tja. And always like doing your shoulders up like
tja. Tja. You can't see it, but I'm lifting up my shoulders and saying tja. Tja.
Perfect. Now you're the perfect German.
Yeah, ich bin ein Berliner jetzt, ha? Na?
Right. Na?
Na?
Super. Great.
Dankeschön.
Yeah. So I just got another little fun fact about you. When I checked your name and what its meaning is, yeah. I do this always with the Icelandic courses and check what does this mean. And I checked it and put it into Google Translate.
Yeah.
And wrote in the German field, I wrote Austis.
Yeah.
And it's translated to, so sorry, Arsch, which means ass.
No.
And I was like, what? Is this something in Icelandic which can happen? Or because actually it's about God and goddess.
Yeah. So Aus, the beginning part of my name is Aus, which if you like Marvel, you'll know it's like Thor and Loki. They're all Æsir. They're all like gods. Mm-hmm. And the olden word for Icelandic gods is Aus. Also the A, it's like the ace in the deck of cards. That's like that word. And then Dís means fairy. So my name means fairy of the gods.
Oh.
Yeah, it's very dramatic. It's really not ass.
But I checked it today again and it didn't work like this.
Really?
So maybe they fixed it and maybe you called them and said, okay, this is not cool, Google. Can you change this?
Yeah, I check every day.
Yeah.
Every single day I put my name into Google Translate and I'm like, guys, change it from... No, I actually had them change it to ass because I really want the connotation.
Yeah.
No, I'm just kidding.
To ass. Yeah,
to right. ass, yeah. No, but I've heard very... Very different types of my name. People, so I don't know if I can say this on the radio, but like, because people say ass this, you know? Mm-hmm. Some people say ass tits. So,
wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a funny little name, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm such a goober, you know? When I was first starting to make music in Berlin, I really didn't think it would, I was like, Austis, it's so easy. And I really didn't think it would be the journey that it is, but it is. But I love it.
So everyone has something to talk about and everyone will recognize you.
Yeah. But I mean, all the names are hard, really. Helena Fischer. That's hard. Helena Fischer. Yeah. Maybe not for you guys, but like, and then, I mean, yeah, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
That's very hard. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
And but you did great.
Dankeschön. But I had like a lot of time to learn. He's been famous for a really long time.
This is right. So maybe just put out another few songs and we can all learn your name better.
You say it perfectly, man. You say it perfectly.
Thank you.
Yeah. And I don't get it. People just meet me and then they know. I think it's going to take time, but I mean, I don't care. I really don't mind people saying my name wrong, but I really love it when they say it right. You know, because I realize now that it's hard.
Yeah.
It's a little bit hard. But it's all right.
But we get it.
You get it.
We promise. We do our best.
I mean, I've lived here 6 years and I still don't know fully German. So we're on the same level. Like, how can I expect everyone to learn my name when I can't learn? What's the hardest German word you know?
I think it's always something with Streichholz, Schächtelchen.
Oh,
because we have this.
Yeah, it's the I can do like that's easy, but it's the R in Rechnung, like Rechnung.
Because it's not rolling, right?
No.
It's like the hard one.
Yeah, I want to say Rechnung, you know, Rechnung.
But it sounds so much more nice.
Berliner. Ah.
So we can try it again. Streichholzschächtelchen.
Streichholzschächtelchen.
Ja,
you can say, everyone can say my name as bad as I just said this.
Okay.
This is the level.
Freihochschnechnigen. We having more talk about Aussies than about Streichholzschächtelchen.
Streichholzschächtelchen. Richtigen.
Yeah, you already nailed Schlangenbader Straße, so everything is
danke
cool.
Danke schön, yeah. Schlangenbader Straße.
Great, yeah. So what's the next big thing we can wait from you? Are you going like on tour?
Let's see. So I haven't decided about any tour. I'm just going to see who's into it. I only have one song. No, I have a lot.
I have a lot of songs.
And I have so many songs that I wish I could put out all at the same time. Mm-hmm. And if this goes really good, maybe they'll just let me. I'll just put out a full album and then I can start touring it. But I have so many songs that I can't wait to show people. So this is the first step. this is like, I'm trying to like introduce myself to the people of the world. And then as soon as I'm in the door, I'm going to throw a party, you know?
Okay.
I'm ringing the doorbell, they're opening the door, and then I'm going to be like, yo! And then have a party.
Perfect. What kind of tour would it be like? Do you like fancy stuff like Beyoncé and dance and glitter everywhere and this, or are you like intimate?
I mean, intimate for sure, but I'm all about the fun, you know. But I won't say Beyoncé. I'm not a very like strong dancer in like the pop star sense. Mm-hmm. But I can definitely. I mean, I can dance. I can dance for fun. So it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm thinking disco balls, confetti bombs. I'm going to sing my ass off, you know. That's my favorite thing to do. And people find that very intimate, you know, when I sing like to them. I think it's going to be nice. I opened for Klok Klok a little bit, and I played Freiburg, and I played Köln, and then I played Stuttgart. And it was crazy to come face to face with all these people that actually knew Dirty Dancing as well. That was crazy. That was when I realized that radio wasn't just playing in my Uber. It was also playing everywhere, and people had heard it and they knew it. And I was like, oh, that's crazy. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun together. Like me and the people that hopefully come.
I have like a little bit of goosebumps because I love it.
Really?
When you realize, oh, everybody knows this. This is so cool.
It was actually nuts. The first show was in Stuttgart. And then I came on stage and I was like, oh my God, I played some songs. People were like, who is this woman? They all think I'm American because I sound like this. I'm like, what's up, guys? And they don't know who I am. And then I started playing Dirty Dancing and I could just see everyone like pick up their phones and start singing along. And I was like, these people have all heard this song. That's crazy. Oh my God, I get goosebumps thinking about it.
Great.
I just said the whole story again for no reason.
Yeah. But no, because you like it and it's cool. And I listened like I heard it the first time.
You want to hear it one more time?
Yeah, okay, let's do it again.
It's crazy.
It's so cool that this is working for you and we love your music and we want to play more of your music and maybe put like all of these songs you told us about, just put it out. Don't listen to your manager or someone, just put it out and we want to listen to it.
No, exactly, man. But I want to also thank you for like you, in a way, bro, you gave me that moment because you played this song, you made this happen. Like energy, radio, it's like playing Dirty Dancing and brought these to these people. And I owe so much to you guys, you know? Like,
this
that's
so great.
I could never have done it without you.
So we love each other. Like,
yeah, we really do, man.
This is so cool. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Let's talk about Iceland. When we
come see Laura.
Yeah.
We should have, I have to go see Laura.
Yeah, she's half an hour from here.
We really?
Can, yeah.
I mean, we can go.
Yeah.
And then we go to Berghain.
And then we go, first Laura, then Berghain, then Iceland.
Then Rasmussen-Tunnel.
Yeah,
Schlangbada.
But we do this, yeah. Okay, cool. So we have a plan and thank you for being here.
Oh, you're so welcome. Thank you for having me.
Der Energy Star Talk. Einer von vielen Energy Original Podcasts. Das Video und noch mehr Infos findet ihr auf energy.de.